This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The coronavirus pandemic has prompted concerns about health, and not just physical health. Financial health is also a major concern for many NHPR listeners. Dozens have told NHPR through our ongoing survey that the stock market slide that began in March has taken a huge bite out of their retirement portfolios. One person wrote to lament the loss of $13,000 of retirement savings. Another wrote that they don't eat out anymore. Melanie Osman of Canaan was worried that she'd be furloughed from her job, so she stopped contributing to her 401k.
I was so nervous, and I didn't want to feel like I was just setting cash on fire in the market and exposing it to more risk. Thought, well, at least let me hold on to it liquid.
Osman just turned 51 and was hoping to retire in her mid-60s, but even before the pandemic struck, she wasn't sure she could. She says her employer has eased her fears about being furloughed, but she hasn't yet restarted contributing to her 401k, and she wonders if she should have stopped in the first place.
Should I have just kept on with, you know, the money that was going in there in every paycheck? Should I have kept that, or what did I potentially lose by stopping those contributions?
Greg Pelletier is a wealth manager based in Nashua for Northeast Planning Associates. He says the pandemic has prompted calls from his clients.
Some of them just want to vent. Some of them want to cry. Some of them want a hand to hold. We're not significantly changing any of the philosophy that we were doing to manage, I'm going to say, 98% of the portfolios.
In general, Pelletier says he tries to tell clients that it's normal for the market to move up and down.
A typical high to high or low to low in the market historically has been, you know, 4.5 to 5 year period. We were running almost an 10 plus year cycle of predominantly an up market. Statistically, we were so overdue for a correction, it's not funny.
To Melanie Osman's question about whether it's smart to stop contributing to her 401k right now, Pelletier says it's impossible to give blanket advice. Everyone's situation is different. But Pelletier says, in general, if you've got 6 months of cash reserves and a stable income, it might make sense to keep contributing to retirement funds that rise and fall with the stock market.
If the market's getting beat up, you're actually buying everything on sale. All it has to do is to get back to even and you're going to make money.
Pelletier says there are opportunities in this current market for people who need more cash now. Refinancing a home might make sense, he says, given relatively low mortgage rates. Home equity lines of credit may also be a useful tool, again, depending on your overall financial situation. Elizabeth Salas-Evans, president of Cayena Capital Management in Ware, says companies often have someone available to talk to employees about their particular 401k.
Who is it that you can talk to at your company that can talk to you about this plan without you having to maybe feel that intimidation of being sold something by calling a random advisor?
Overall, whether you're nearing retirement or already there, Salas-Evans says now is a great time to educate yourself or make or revise a plan. But whatever you do, she advises against giving in to fear, which she says inhibits proper decision-making.